Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 12, 2026, and we are diving deep into the operational metrics of the Zcash network. Trinity, yesterday was active, but today's datasheet looks like a major inflection point.
It certainly does, Neo. We saw significant increases across throughput, but the headline story today is a radical shift in privacy preference and capital movement. Let's start right there, the shielded pool utilization.
Absolutely. If we look at the core privacy metrics, the previous day showed a slight net outflow, almost flat at negative 98 ZEC. Today, that narrative has completely reversed. We registered a colossal net positive privacy flow of 4,339 ZEC. That represents 6,601 ZEC shielded against only 2,261 ZEC deshielded. This is a five-figure percentage jump in net shielding activity day over day.
That kind of instantaneous pivot suggests serious capital entry. It's not just more people using the shielded pool, is it? Are we seeing larger individual amounts being moved, indicating institutional or high net worth usage?
Precisely. The quality of the shielding has changed dramatically. While the percentage of shielded transactions remained relatively stable, a healthy 3.27% of all transactions, the value contained within those moves spiked. The median absolute shielded value delta nearly doubled, moving from around 2.8 SEC to 6.25 SEC. More critically, the mean absolute shielded value delta jumped from about 10.8 SEC to over 36.7 SEC. When the mean rises so much faster than the median, it confirms that large, non-retail actors are dominating the volume moving into the shielded layer.
That dovetails perfectly into our throughput analysis, particularly concerning whale activity. The increase in total ZEC transferred is noticeable, up from roughly 400,000 ZEC yesterday to 490,000 ZEC today. This pushed total USD transferred up to $186 million, but the structure of that throughput is key.
It is. We saw a pronounced surge in what we categorize as whale transactions, those being the highest value bracket. Yesterday, we tracked 600 whale transactions. Today, that number climbed sharply to 821, a 37% increase in the number of very large transfers. This strongly correlates with the massive shielding we just discussed. The large funds are moving, and they are moving into the protected ecosystem immediately.
So we have high throughput, confirmed whale movements, and a major influx of capital seeking privacy. On the face of it, network health looks exceptionally robust, with active unique addresses growing to 6,067. However, buried in the fee data, Neo, we have an absolute technical anomaly that demands clarification.
Yes, Trinity, this is the operational asterisk for the day. While network fundamentals are strong, we observed an extreme outlier in transaction fees. The median transaction fee remains stable and efficient, hovering at 3.8 cents USD. This indicates normal user activity was unaffected. However, the average transaction fee spiked to over $910 USD due to one single staggering event.
And that single event being the maximum transaction fee?
Exactly. We recorded a maximum transaction fee of $1,633,688. This is an order of magnitude higher than yesterday's maximum of $389,000. In 99 cases out of 100, this is not a rational payment for block confirmation. It is almost certainly a catastrophic fat finger error, where a user misplaced a decimal or input the recipient address into the fee field. Given the magnitude, it's something we need to flag as a technical outlier, but we must emphasize that this singular event does not reflect systemic network cost or congestion.
A crucial distinction. The underlying network efficiency, represented by the median fee, is unaffected by that million-dollar mistake. Looking ahead, Neo, the convergence of the positive net privacy flow, 4,300 ZEC, and the spike in whale activity suggests sustained interest from large holders seeking Zcash's primary value proposition. What is the key takeaway you are watching into the next 24 hours?
The key metric to watch is the median and mean shielded value delta. If we see the mean value stay elevated near 36 ZEC, it confirms sustained institutional behavior rather than just a one-off capital migration. This high-volume, high-value shielding tells us that large actors are increasingly leveraging Zcash not just for transactions, but as a robust storage layer for substantial value where unlinkability is paramount. The network handled the increased activity and the whale movement smoothly, aside from that anomalous fee.
Excellent analysis, Neo. A busy day for Zcash, confirming its role for privacy-conscious, high-value transfers, even as we filter out those remarkable technical anomalies. That's all the time we have for today. Join us next time on the Zcast podcast.